Well, if you're starting to kind of get the gist of things, everything's getting a little bit more expensive under Joe Biden. And it's not just, your gut telling you that. There's actual facts to back it up. Under Joe Biden, things have gotten three times more expensive. And well, there's a great list of details that just kind of break all of that down for us. Joining us to discuss is Dr. Kirk Elliott. Dr. Kirk Elliott is one of my favorite go-tos whenever I want to talk about the economy. So we're so happy he's here with us today. I want to jump into this, Dr. Kirk, because, well, it's very, very interesting. We've all kind of know that things are getting a little bit more expensive under Joe, but there's actual data points to break it all down. So walk us through it a little bit. Tell us how this is all planned out.
Well, I would say a little bit more than a little bit more expensive. The
Oh, trying to be
numbers are
nice.
showing like three times more expensive.
Yeah.
So how much difference does a leader make, right? When you've got Trump, who was growing the economy, who cared about America more than the rest of the world, versus being a nationalist type president versus a globalist type president who cares about the rest of the world more than his own country, right? Funding all these stimulus programs, everything else, they print money like there's no tomorrow. That causes inflation, right? So I don't believe for a second, not a second. And the reason why we want to talk about this right now is because it's an election year and politicians are going to be talking about the economy a bit. Even Bill Clinton, said one of the best lines ever. It's like, it's the economy, stupid. And he's right. People are going to vote with their wallets, right? So let's look at gas prices, for example. Okay. So under Trump, gas was up $2.40, or the average was $2.42 a gallon. Under Joe Biden, $3.54 is the average. That's up 46%. I don't buy it for a second that inflation's only 3.2%. I mean, that's up a lot. But it gets worse. I'm going to sound like a cheesy game show host here, because there's always going to be something behind the next door, Brianna. But look at mortgage rates. This is a big one, because your mortgage payment for most people is the largest payment that you have every month, right? So when Trump started his presidency in 2017, average mortgage rate was 4.1% on a 30-year mortgage. By the time he was done, January 21st of 2021, 2.8%. It was down 32%, where Biden started at 2.8%, because that's where Trump ended, and now it's 6.8. So mortgage rates under him are up 146%. Why? Because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow to fund every stimulus under the sun, right? And so you have to use raising interest rates to slow down that inflation. That's the policy mechanism that they use. So it's no wonder housing prices are 146% more to borrow than it was before, because of the policies coming out of DC to try to fund everything that they possibly can, right? I mean, that's a brutal combination. And but there's sadly more to this story. So because everything's more expensive, right? What were savings? Like, you look at savings under Trump, they were up 129%. Under Biden, they're down 72%. What does that mean? People can't afford to live. They're pulling money out of their savings every single month after month after month after month just to make ends meet. So Trump, a growing economy. Biden, a shrinking economy. Trump, people could afford to live and they were spending. Biden, they can't afford to live and they're pulling out of their savings, their rainy day funds, which adds more stress and everything to their lives. Now, so you look at this kind of stuff and, well, people can't afford. Well, why? Well, wages are coming down. So under Biden, you look at this chart, and these are quarterly numbers, people's average real earnings every quarter after quarter after quarter for the last 13 quarters, as long as he's been president, down between $300 and $400 per quarter. You multiply that for a year, people's wages are down, well, for a quarter, four, eight, 12, 16, about $1,600 a year, right, is what their wages are coming down, while prices are going through the roof. As we started the show, prices under Biden for things are up over three times as fast as what they were under Trump, Right. So you've got declining wages, increasing prices. I mean, does this sound good?
No. It doesn't at all.
About how great the economy is, how people are working, how they've tamed the inflationary beast. And so, but they haven't. If they've tamed the inflationary beast, they would actually start lowering interest rates. Why do they keep pausing every single month at the Fed? And they said, well, we were going to lower interest rates, but we're just going to pause, because they've got a huge catch 22. If you lower interest rates when you haven't killed inflation, inflation explodes. If you raise interest rates when we're in debt up to our eyeballs, you create a huge recession / depression. So they can't do either one. So they do nothing. They're just like, we're just going to pause, right? Acting like financial geniuses. No, no, they just don't know what to do, because either one of their consequences, because it's gotten so out of control and Biden's not growing the economy, that they just say, okay, let's just stay at these higher interest rates for longer. We're not going to do anything. Well, that's the problem that we're in right now. And this is where, for Americans who are living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck, Biden's economy is horrible, not just for the present, but for the future, which is why we need economic growth back rapidly. See, Goldman Sachs just came out. I'm sorry, not Goldman Sachs. Morgan Stanley just came out this morning with their new data that said, if we don't get control of our unsustainable debt here in America, it's over in 2 years.
Yeah.
What's over? Our economy. America as we know it, if we can't pay off our unsustainable debt, it's over. No other country is going to want to invest in U.S. treasuries anymore. What Biden's doing is not going to do anything to basically fix our debt. In fact, everything he's doing is adding to it. Look at his new budget. His new budget, $7.8 trillion, I think, and we're supposed to bring in like $5 trillion. You know, it's like, good grief. That's $2.8 trillion in the hole. That is not fixing the debt situation. It keeps adding to it. We have problems, Brianna, unless we get a new president and a new Congress in who can control spending and have policies of lowering interest rates, lowering taxes, creating jobs, and creating economic growth. America is going down a fateful path. So, I mean, that's the ugly state of the economy right now.
Yeah, I mean, we see it everywhere. I know our audience is completely in the loop on this one because, well, everyone is now, you know, you have to get involved with the economy updates these days because it affects everything from gas to just food expenses. Everything has skyrocketed, and it's really hard for just average Americans to buckle down and to figure out how they're going to pay for things. And it doesn't help when Congress prioritizes spending over $95 billion in foreign aid. It's only making it worse. It's just hard to even talk about this. Dr. Kirk Elliott, how do we kind of give our audience a piece of advice on what they should be looking to do right now? Because, well, we like solutions on this show. We don't want it to be just a bunch of Debbie Downers talking about how horrible Joe Biden is. We're all about the solutions. So what should they be looking for?
Yeah, well, we have to paint the problem before you can actually understand the solution. So everything that we just talked about caused stocks, bonds, mutual funds to come down. Every one of those policies actually caused gold and silver to go up, including the war that we've got, the conflict with Iran and Israel. Tension, uncertainty causes gold and silver to go up. We've got that. This is why over the last 60 days, silver's up over 30%. It's why almost day after day after day, gold keeps meeting new highs, like historical highs. There's a reason for this, is because the worse things get economically, the better gold and silver perform. General rule of thumb. So we can have a smile on our face, protect, preserve. You just have to reallocate into strength and get out of weakness if you want your portfolio to shine during these dark times.
Yeah. And I think that's really, really important. So I wanted to direct our audience over to briannagold.com. That's where they could get in touch with your team. So Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-N-A, gold.com. Just a little form. You fill it out. They'll reach out to you, they'll schedule an appointment, and then they'll schedule a meeting with you. And I think it's really important to talk to people about these things because, well, we all need to come up with a plan. We all just can't be sitting here waiting and hoping maybe, you know, Trump gets elected in November to save us all. it might be too late by then. We just never know. So the best thing to do is to come up with a plan. I know I've reached out to you. We've talked about my financial goals to purchase a home and how I go about doing so. So again, folks, if you're looking to talk to Dr. Kirk Elliott and a member of his team, I highly recommend you head over to briannagold.com right now. Fill out that form. Let them know your good friend Brianna sent you over. And just reach out. The hardest part is literally just filling out the form. They'll talk to you. It's not a high-pressure phone call. They just go over what your goals are and give you some of their insight. Dr. Kirk Elliott, I love speaking to you because you know it all. You got it all going on. So thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. You have an awesome day.
You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. Under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend, Dr. Kirk Elliott, because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure. And he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.